Well, we are joined now by Women's Team Manager Jenny Swarbrick. Thank you for joining us, Jenny. I was saying at the start of this that it's a tough gig playing Hull City followed by Barnsley. How do you go about this game? Because it was going to be tough, and it proved to be. So what's your take after that 90 minutes?
Well, we set ourselves up in the week, looking at how Barnsley play, very direct. So we'd set up a different system. I thought for 40 minutes the system worked really, really well in terms of being in the mid-block. We changed our mentality to celebrate defending today. Celebrate good defending, disrupting their play, spoiling their attacks. And I thought we did that really, really well for 40 minutes. And then I was very, very disappointed with the two goals we conceded just before half-time. I could see the free kick. We talked about not giving away free kicks. And the way we set up, allowing their player to stand in front of our line, and she was one that scored, was disappointing. I thought it was poor, and we have to learn from that. And then the second one where she cut in, same thing. Every single week, we spoke about it before, cutting in from
their left. It's similar to the whole goal that we saw, wasn't it?
Every week, and we have to do something about it. And we have to recognise a player has to step out to press the ball when they do cut in, and we're just not doing it. So we will sit and analyse them. I was really disappointed. But then going into half time, we talked about all the positives, a lot of positives to take from the first half. And then the sucker punch where we just completely switched off in the first minute, and it was like, what on earth has just happened there? And that's not good enough. I need to find out what actually happened, because that puts us massively on the back foot and completely changes the game plan that we'd set up at half time. And the other thing we talked about was staying in the game. We have to find ways to stay in the game. When we're 2-0 down at half time, I'd said to him, if you could come in with the second half being 0-0, that would be a massive success for us. But we've gone and conceded four. So again, we're going to look at breaking down and analysing those goals and how they conceded, because there's certain elements of the game where we were in the mid block and we prevented them playing and stopping the long ball. Done that really, really well. I don't think they got in behind once. They had to really work hard for the goals. And I mean, really, I'm really frustrated right now, if I'm honest, because the game plan was there, but then individual errors have cost us.
And that's the thing, it's conceding the goals when we did. You concede one goal before half time, that's fine, but to concede two, it just makes your team talk a lot harder, makes theirs a lot easier. And then to concede straight after half time, that basically kills it as a spectacle then, doesn't it? Mm. And that's the frustrating thing. But there was a moment, wasn't there, where Walton got through, and it was so well worked by SC. I mean, it was such a clever throw-in from Carrington, and Reeves were a great pass. It's just about when you score and when you concede, isn't it? That's the difference.
That's, again, another part of our game where we have to take chances now. We can't keep doing this where we're going, oh, but if that had only gone in the first 5 minutes, the game would have been different. Well, of course the game would have been different. I sound like Michael Owen saying comments like that, but we need to recognise our standard and how that affects the game. If you get a chance, you have to take it. We can't just keep going, oh, nearly. It's like, we've set you up, you broke through, you're one-on-one with the keeper. The standard now is you've got to be taking that chance. I'm proud that we're now having these types of levels of conversations, but it's got to come out on the pitch. I am pleased to say we've made another signing this week. Unfortunately, she's unavailable this weekend, but it's another forward who knows how to score goals, and she's rapid as well in behind. So I do think going into the second half of the season, we're going to be a lot stronger, and we're going to surprise a lot of teams, and we will get out of the relegation zone.
Here's the thing, and I know what you managers are like. I don't know what your strategy is and everything, but I speak to so many managers about, we have blocks of fixtures. This block of fixtures we've had here with the FA Cup, the league game at Craven Park against Hull, today's game against Barnsley, that's one block. After the new year, Norton, Chesil Street, York, that's a block, isn't it? And that's a block of games. Yeah. 6 pointers, by my maths, that's 18 points available right there, technically. Those are big games coming up, aren't they? And that's what we've got to concentrate on.
January's massive for us. It's make or break, really. There's 9 points that are certainly available to take. So we spoke about this, we started it about a couple of weeks ago. We've identified this game as being part of that block, because we talked about, if you think about an elastic band, you stretch an elastic band, you stretch it, it never goes back to its original form. That's like us. We've been stretched and stretched and stretched over the last 6 weeks with the cup runs and playing Hull so many times, playing against top opposition, that now when we go and play teams that are fighting at the bottom of the league, we're in a much better place. And we need to keep driving that message to the players to say, look, you will be in such a better place come playing not only Stockton on the 7th of January. You're going to be in a good place. The thing we've got to make sure is that we keep ourselves fit over the Christmas period. We are doing a few things. We've got a team challenge going on, which the players have all engaged with. They've got to take ownership of their training programme that we've set them over the Christmas period, so that when they come back into training on the 2nd, because they're only getting a week off, but when they come back in on the 2nd, they will be doing fitness testing and they will be made accountable. Because if we can use this last block as a springboard for January, I'm very confident that we'll go and win those three games. It's certainly there to be taken, so we've got to make sure we control our controllables and do that.
And you mentioned the fact, you know, the new signing and surprising a few people in the second half of the season. We've got that January, three massive games. We've also got the County Cup semi-final, which is a nice thing to have in our back pocket as we head towards February. There's some games against mid-table sides as well, which you never know. Fingers crossed might be six-pointers in themselves at that point as well. So it's a big second half of the season coming up, isn't it, really? How much are you looking forward to it, the challenge of it all?
I'm excited because we've come such a long way, but we've just got to find ways now to score goals to relieve the pressure, because there's only so long you can take the pressure before you concede. We say that all the time. So with the new striker coming in, hopefully she'll hit the ground running and start to add some goals into our game. We've brought in some of the girls from Bury as well, which has added a lot of strength in depth. We've just got to get them up to speed. They've moved up a league, so they've just got to get up to speed with this game. And again, they're being tested against the top of the league, so it's like a whoa. But I mean, we've got to learn from it.
You mentioned after the FA Cup game about those signings coming in. It does add weight to our bench, doesn't it? And when they do settle, that gives us something extra when we're in those close games, that you can change things and know that those changes will have an effect.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want strength in depth, and we've got that now in almost all positions. We've just got a couple of positions we're still looking at, but again, compared to where we were 3 months ago, it's worlds apart. So, you know, we're probably at the point now where we've talked about like a mid-season pre-season, and we can't quite do that because of the run of games and the fixture schedule. But we've got to work hard. We've got to look at our shape. We've got to look at how we build, how we finish. We're doing a lot better defensively, but we've just got to stop these silly errors and take leadership. So yeah, it'll come. I'm just frustrated.
Our last point on this particular game. We've given player of the match to Sophie Donald, because out of all this, there has been some quality saves made by her as well, which we do have to mention. But just a closing point to make. This is the midway point. It's been, to say for the women's team, it's been a roller coaster 2023 would be a dramatic understatement. But under your tenure, we can point to the Chester Street game, we could point to the Cheadle game in the FA Cup, the York game away from home, the Hull game in the FA Cup. We've had some good moments in this first part of the season, hoping for even better in the second half.
Yeah, I'm delighted with the FA Cup run that we was on. One, because it gave the team a fantastic lift. Two, because it shows that we can compete. And three, because of the finances that it was able to bring in, which was brilliant and well needed. I just hope now we can take, when we have those big games, we rise to those big occasions. We've now got to be able to rise to the big occasions, like in January, and make sure that we take the opportunity that's in front of us.